Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, welcome back to Quipscope. It's a show where we talk about a game that's just coming out or is about to come out. Mm-hmm. My name is James.
And my name is Ashton.
Hello, Ashton.
Hello, James.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing a game that's not out yet. We got an early code for Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope, which I keep going to call Sparks of Joy, but it's not. It's Sparks of Hope.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. The game comes out in a few days, October 20th. Mm-hmm. We got it a few days early. So I've played some over the weekend. I've played about, I'd say about 4 or 5 hours over the course of the weekend. And I have feelings about it.
Okay.
Good and bad. Like, I have things that I like, things I don't like about the game, because okay. I don't like change. And this is a sequel to the first Mario and Rabbids game that came out a few years ago now. And I've recently been playing through that one, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, big fan.
I am a big fan. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, it's like an, you know, your RTS kind of thing, I guess. But it's Mario and Rabbids. So you're going through with Mario, maybe Rabbid Mario, Peach, Rabbid Peach, and defeating Rabbids that are attacking you.
It's essentially Mario meets XCOM.
Yes, essentially. Yeah, basically. I've been playing that this weekend. The big difference that I noticed first is that there's voice acting in this game.
Oh, good lord.
The first one didn't
Chris
have...
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt is so cool. The first game didn't have any voice acting. You had like just pure like dialogue bubbles the whole time. You had like the occasional noise, like a rabbit would be like a blah sound, pretty much like constantly.
They're always doing their thing, aren't they?
Whereas now, Beepo, who is the little robot that you were friends with in the first game, and a character called Genie, which is like the spaceship that you're traveling in, their bits are completely voice acted, like their lines are said completely out loud. However, like for every other character, you get like the old like, oh yeah, and then it'll come up with like the rest of their audio kind of thing, or like their dialogue. But this weird thing is that like Mario and Luigi sound like Mario and Luigi, and they're doing the little like, it's a me, like that thing. But the rabbits have got like actual like they just sound like they're American, like it's kind of weird.
Oh my god,
like Rabbid Peach would just be like that's healing therapy or something like that, like during the battle, and I'm always like who's talking to me, and it's just it's Rabbid Peach.
That doesn't sound right.
Shouting at me,
that sounds like Mario ordered on Wish.
Kind of, it's weird. But yeah, so there's voice acting in this one, which is kind of one thing I noticed in the offset. I was like, oh, I don't think this was in the first game. Yeah. But they've changed quite a lot about it, about the gameplay and the combat especially. The combat's way more fluid in this one. So originally you'd have like on a grid system.
Yes,
you can move to a certain point and then you're basically stuck there. And especially if you press the A button by accident, you could end up anywhere. Like, if you just didn't do it like properly.
Sort of lock into the wrong move.
And then you had like a couple of weapons and then like a couple. So you'd have two weapons and two additional like techniques. So that could be like a healing technique or a shield technique or like a sharpshooter, which someone moves, you can shoot them kind of thing.
Yeah, sort of Overwatch, cover fire sort of thing.
But what they've done now is they've kind of condensed the combat and made it a bit more simple and also make it a lot more fluid. So you can run around as much as you want until you shoot your gun. That's when you're like, you can't move anymore.
Yeah, Yes, I remember seeing like footage of it, and I thought it was like a grid based system. So yeah, and then you see people like fluidly moving. So it's only when you
you've fired your gun that you're stuck where you are. Yeah. So you can like move your characters around a lot. You can like bounce them off each other and stuff like as much as you want.
Okay, that's cool.
And whereas before it'd be like you jump and then you just end up where you end up. Now you've got like a little like propeller thing, so you can kind of travel further.
Okay.
And like I said, that's really good. I like that a lot more than the first game because I did always make mistakes. However, there is no new weapons. You get like one weapon at the beginning of the game, which is for like Luigi's like a sniper slash it's like a crossbow, really.
Classic Luigi behavior.
And then you've got like Peach has this like umbrella thing where it does like a big explosion. Rabid Mario just punches people, that kind of thing. But there's only one weapon instead of the two weapons that we had in the first game. And then there's only one technique instead of the two techniques we had in the first game. And now they've replaced the new weapons and the techniques, that kind of thing, with sparks, which are the little like star creatures that we've seen on a lot of the advertising.
Yeah.
They have different elemental powers, so you can like imbue your weapon with fire, for example, or you can boost other people's damage, or you can do like a specific kind of attack. So like the toxic one will just like do like three pulses of toxic damage to anyone around you. So you've got like new ways of fighting, and you've got to like think about your builds before you go into battles and stuff. So there is definitely a lot of like changes they've made to the combat, some of which I like, some of which I don't like.
Has it not to use the sort of dreaded term of like dumbing down, but does it feel a little bit like it's been simplified, or is it just different?
I think maybe it's just different because now you've got like a couple of different attacks and stuff that you need to like get your head around, and the sparks and stuff you have to like swap out depending on the kind of enemies that you're fighting, like because some of them take different kind of damage. So it definitely isn't simplified in a bad way, but they have got rid of some of the variety in the way that you can play it from a like gameplay perspective.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's no new weapons, but there's new weapon skins that you can get throughout the game.
Yes.
You can pay money towards them if you really need your your gun to look different.
I want to pay Nintendo bucks.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the other big differences is the fact that they're now there's like five planets on this system. And they're all kind of like, I want to say like open world, but like they're not very big. Like it's just, you go into an area and you can just roam around and explore as much as you want. Whereas the first game was a lot more linear. Like you'd go up a set of stairs, you'd go through this path, you'd fight some rabbits, you'd go around like around the corner, you'd fight some more.
Oh, okay.
And like you kind of were like driven on a pathway through.
So it's like a sort of overworld kind of map thing, and then it's like each level, or is it all sort of?
So how they've changed it as well is, in the first game you would kind of bump into a bunch of rabbits that were ready to fight, and it would just be the way that you had to go through, you had to fight them.
Yeah.
Whereas now, and this is a really weird thing, like I don't know why they've done this, but you know, go off. But basically, like, it's kind of like Pokemon. Like, if you bump into a... Their rabbits will just be, like, running around. Mm. Or, like, the Bob-ombs will just be kind of, like, hanging out. And if you bump into them, you have to fight them. Like, you have to go into... But it takes you to a different, like, plane of existence where you fight them. And then when that's done, you just get put back where you were.
Yeah, an interesting change.
Yeah, so there is kind of one of the weird things where, like... I liked it when you were just going through an area and you were like, oh yeah, I remember this fight. Like, I had to get through this area, I had to fight my way through. Whereas now it's like you can avoid fights. So certain areas you could just kind of like dodge the rabbit that's running after you and you don't have to fight them.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I think that some people will like that, some people won't.
Yeah.
I was kind of indifferent to it after a while. I was like, oh, I don't want to have to do another... Bob-omb fight. I've just done three just to get here. If I can avoid one, I'll avoid it.
Yeah.
But obviously, the more you do, the more you level up and that kind of
bit
thing.
Of choice.
Yeah. So there's three new companions.
Oh, okay.
I've only got one so far. Mm. But they've got rid of Rabid, Yoshi, and Yoshi.
No.
Yeah, they're not in this game.
Yoshi,
they're not in
my boy.
They're not in it.
Unbelievable.
You don't get to have them. You've just got Peach, Mario, and Luigi and their rabbit counterparts. And then you've got the Edge, which is like the emo rabbit.
Oh my god, okay.
And then there's like Rabbit Rosalina, and then we know that Bowser's going to be available at some point. And they're like, the more planets you go on, the more you can unlock them.
Yeah.
I don't think this game's going to be very long. I think that, like, I've finished the first planet now. There'll be things I have to come back to do when I've unlocked certain skills and stuff. But I pretty much finished the first planet, and it took me maybe like... 2-3 hours.
I think
I could have just like skipped a bunch of the side stuff that's available and just gone straight to the next planet and been fine. So I do like it. I want to put it on there. I don't like it. I don't like change, and
Nobody does. Certain bits
I was kind of like, oh, this is weird, like I don't know why they've done this. Some bits I'm really glad they changed, like some of the combat does feel a lot more fluid, but also does feel a bit harder as well. And there's like difficulty settings that you can pick at the beginning if you want to play it on like easy, medium or hard.
I suppose it's a sequel as well, so it's sort of assuming that you might have familiarity with the old one, right?
Exactly. But basically the story of this one is that something called Cursor is trying to steal all the sparks from the sky, and you have to save the sparks and defeat Cursor because she's evil, and she's leaving Dark Mess, which is like black,
for goodness sake,
black gloop like all over everything, and it's messing up the like ecosystems of the planets you go to. So you go to like a beach planet, and then you're going to a frost planet,
Princess Beach planet,
and then you've got like the frost planet, and I imagine there'll be like a fire planet and a jungle planet, you know, the standard kinds of planets.
It's a Mario sort of thing. They're allowed to do it, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to kind of save each planet by doing the main story on each area, and then there's like a bunch of side quests and like spark quests and stuff. It's like 30 sparks to collect in the game, and I think I've got like 7 or 8 of them already.
So they're the big goal that you need to
you basically want to get all of those. And the more you get, the more powerful you can be during the game. You get like two actions during every round. So you can either like use a healing item, which we didn't have in the first game, or you fire your gun or whatever you fancy doing.
Just shoot some people.
Yeah, just shoot some people. I really do like it. I think it's going to take me a bit longer to kind of like get used to it. I'm getting more into it now that I've like relearned the controls for this game, because there is definitely a difference. But like I say, I have just finished the first game. So if you haven't played the first game since it came out, probably not going to have to worry too much about relearning the controls, because they are different. I think it's good. I think that I'm going to keep playing it, and I brought my Switch Me to work and I was playing it on the metro this morning, and if I can get a seat, I'll be playing on the metro on the way home.
Fantastic. I guess that sort of just leads us up nicely to any final thoughts or
No, I don't have any. I have a quip though.
Oh, let's go for a quip away.
I thought of earlier, a slash just before I became in here. Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope More like Mario and Rabbids, hope you don't have any Goomba kids because I'm about to whip your ass.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Hope. More like Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Nope, because it has no Yoshi, so I'm out.
Yes, that's true. That's a good one. Well,
but most people will like it, yeah, I'm sure.
That's true. If you want to see any gameplay, you can take a look on the YouTube channel if you're listening on the podcast feed. But for now, I guess we'll just see you soon.
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Bye.
See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.